Steve, thanks very much for taking some time out of your very busy schedule at the moment for having a chat with us today.
Yeah, my pleasure, thank you.
Very busy at the moment, and you've been busy all year. You're currently on a world tour, Genesis Revisited, which started back in March.
It did, yeah. We started off on a cruise in the Caribbean doing this along with a lot of other bands, as in America these days. These cruises seem to have taken off in a big way, so rock cruises seem to be the thing, and we're doing another one next year. But that's where it kicked off. Yeah, it kicked off on the high seas.
Yeah. How was the cruise? Because this is a great concept where you're getting all these bands and you can't escape each other, can you?
I know it's you can't escape each other. I think at one time, you know, you think of music on a cruise as being, you know, a palm court at best. But cruises have gotten louder, and I think, you know, the guys that put this stuff together originally did it with jazz bands, and it's become rock bands, and it's become big bands, and some musicians are organising these things themselves, and chartering these ocean liners and doing it. It's quite surreal, believe me. It's, these things look like skyscrapers, but they ride on the ocean, you know, and it can get pretty choppy at times. It's great fun. Of course, you don't escape from anybody. You don't escape from the music. You don't escape from the passengers. And I think if you want to have a life of secluded privacy, it's not the thing you should really do. It's best just to say, oh, to hell with it. I'm going to say hello to everybody, and everyone's going to say hello to me. And
it must be weird, because I can imagine that there'll be a lot of people excited to see you and the other performers for the first time when you're walking around. By the end of the cruise, it's like, oh, there he is again. Hi, Steve.
Well, that's it. You know, celebrity wears off very quickly, doesn't it? You know, it's, oh, there's Fred again. You know, that's it's not a big deal. I think that very often, you know, we took the attitude some years ago. My wife Jo and I, that as regards fans, we weren't going to make any distinction between the fans and what we do privately. So we tend to invite them in, and in as much as that's possible. So I'm quite happy to meet people and chat with them. It's been like that for quite some time. So it's not so much of a shock to me, I suspect, as some of the other guys who you know might be used to. The barriers, but I didn't see anyone with minders, so
so it's generally a bit more relaxing. It must be good if you're doing it again next year.
Yeah, no one was pushed overboard, you know, nobody died. It's there were storms, but the boat only rocked to the music, really.
Now, your world tour, it's USA, Mexico, Canada, France, Belgium, so many countries, got them all listed in front of me, a lot of sold out dates in the UK as well. Where do you get the energy from?
It's funny, isn't it? I don't drink or smoke these days. I mean, it's very rare if I have a drink. It might be the glass of port. I know, it's sad, isn't it?
I was going to interrupt you and say, oh, don't say that.
You don't say it. I know. But what it means, I don't have to... When I was in my 20s, for instance, with Genesis, what happened was so often I'd find that I was recovering from a hangover. Only every day, you understand. Not every afternoon, just every morning. But I don't have to do that anymore. I don't have to drink. I don't have to smoke anymore. So I'm just waking up thinking, yeah, not bad for... it's all right, believe me. I don't have to lead the kind of life that I did in my 20s. I get on off on other things these days.
4 or 5 nights ago, you were playing in the States.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we just came back from that. And what you do when you come back is you get the red eye on the way back, but then you have to try and stay awake the whole of that day and then just sleep at a normal time that night. We made it until about 8:30 at night, and we were just absolutely dead and went to bed. And then I slept through right to about 8 o'clock, you know, the next day. But
so you cracked it in one day.
Yeah. Otherwise, if you don't and you go to bed straight away, then it will take you a month of waking up at 2 in the morning. I'm wide awake. Mm-hmm. And so it's not to be recommended.
The tour is called Genesis Revisited. The set consists of songs from your own years in Genesis. which is 1971 to 1977. How would you describe the feeling of playing songs that you played many times 4 decades ago, but you haven't really revisited all that often in the meantime?
Well, I think the strength of the material speaks for itself. I mean, the songs, lots of them, I really love. I think it's great material to start off with, and then it's also very well known for fans, so it's held deep in the affection of listeners. So I think, you know, the more questionable moments, you sail over those, because it's music with rapid change. If you don't like one song, you get another one straight away, or another section, and it keeps changing. Mm. So it's on the move the whole time, this kind of across the styles thing. Call it pan-genre, if you will. Call it crossover, if you like. Call it prog, if you like. Whatever it is. But it's music that doesn't have any limits, and it combines so many different styles.
It's difficult to pigeonhole in a way. It's not just progressive rock. It's a variety of things, isn't it?
It is, yeah. I mean, it owes a little bit to country music, in my case. It owes a bit to blues. It owes a bit to opera. It owes quite a bit to pantomime and humour and all of those things. Yeah, something of jazz, something of classical, something of rock, bit of flamenco. You know, there are moves from all those areas, and nobody told us we couldn't then. I think in the 80s it was harder, wasn't it? It was like the old idea of having, you know, I remember a record companies in America saying to me, Steve, you've got to have a career song, which meant that you've got to have a very straight, basic, you know, two riff thing that people could get their teeth into. But everyone was trying to sound a little bit like Eye of the Tiger, and that doesn't really suit everybody. Do you know what I'm saying? And so the American corporate approach, I remember Eric Clapton saying something about every year the knife cuts deeper, and I thought, well, surely he should be able to do exactly what he wants by now, and I suspect these days he probably is. You know, that's what he came in doing, and you know, what hope the rest of us. So I think also as music in general is not selling in the quantities that it did at one time, I'm actually doing very well at the moment, because the music is outselling the stuff that I was doing when I was supposed to be doing well. So work that one out.
I mean, that is incredible, because along with the tour, you have your last CD, Genesis Revisited 2, that came out about a year ago, think. Yeah, and it reached number 24 in the UK charts. It was charting in several other European countries. And I was going to ask if that surprised you, but I think you answered it when you said that people have still got this affection. But to come out and grab it all over again. And the subtle changes that you've made to the songs, or the big changes, it must be surprising and pleasing at the same time.
Yeah, it is. It is surprising and pleasing. You've put that very well. I know it's not very British to blow your own trumpet with this sort of stuff, but it's nice that it's gone gold in some territories, and it still seems to be selling, and particularly the fact that the shows have been selling so well, so that feels great.
To blow your own trumpet even further, you won the event of the year at the Progressive Music Awards as well.
Yeah, we did, and that was very nice. I say we because it's the band; it's not just me. It's a team effort, and they are a great team. They play and sing wonderfully. So that was a proud moment. It was lovely to be able to do Hammersmith again. And as a result of that, we moved on to the Albert Hall. So we've got that show coming up, and I'm thrilled to be working at this level with so much interest in the old stuff. Now, whether people are interested in the old stuff or they're interested in the new stuff, as far as I'm concerned, I don't really mind, as long as they're interested.
Yeah. It could be that the many, many Genesis tribute bands have possibly helped that along, because there are a lot.
There's masses of tribute bands. Yeah, you know, I think when we started out, we didn't have any idea that we were going to be starting a monster. That, you know, in a way, Genesis is you know, for the original members, something of an abandoned ship. But, you know, that obviously paves the way for every tribute act coming in. But I'm very proud of these early songs that we wrote as a team together. It's very much teamwork that made up Genesis. So I'm thrilled they're still interested in it, and I love doing my version of it now. I get to do all the things that I would have liked to have done with it then, you know, because you move on as a player and technology moves on, and so there are more things that are possible now. I think, you know, after a lifetime of practicing, it's nice to be able to go out and show your wares and have the chops that I wish I had back in the day. But it was great to do it then, and it's great to do it now. I'm just really happy to be out there playing in front of people.
Yeah. Now, your band is no tribute. Well, I don't know if it is a tribute band or not. I mean, I suppose you could be in your own tribute band, but I don't.
It's a tribute. Yeah, can you be a tribute to yourself? I don't know. I think it's a bit like, you know, wearing your curator's cap in the museum of your own making, showing those old exhibits. But there's interest in them.
I think there's a story about Focus and Thijs van Leer joining a Focus tribute band because he liked them so much, and they ended up becoming the new Focus. So it could.
Yeah, well, there's that, isn't there? There's that.
I'm not trying to make you suggest that your band is going to be the new Genesis. I think that's a step too far.
Right. Well, you know, who knows what the future might entail? But there will be. Albums that I do under my own name, of course. I will continue to do that. All things are possible. Who knows how the cookie will crumble in the long term.
Now, I don't want to single anyone out in your band, because obviously all the musicians, very high calibre. It's a real find to get somebody that actually sounds like Peter Gabriel or Phil Collins. I had a double take when I first heard Ned Sylvan singing.
Yeah, he does have the qualities of both those singers, and you know, he's a real rock singer. He looks the part. He's got the Robert Plant hair, and he's got the voice. So that's really good. I think that he was always a huge fan of early Genesis stuff, and it was his lifelong dream to be the Genesis singer. The nice thing for me, having taken a chance on whether fans would like him, is that whenever I introduce him on stage, he always goes down an absolute storm. So they love him, you know. And I think to fill the shoes of Gabriel and Collins is they're both a very hard act to follow. Mm-hmm. Phil had all the pressure when Gabriel walked away from Genesis as a lead singer, and not only did he cope admirably, but you know, he managed to create a whole one-man industry around his efforts then. And although he's officially retired now, I hope that he'll come out of retirement and be the Phil that we all know and love. But meanwhile, of course, you know, the other guys who do this kind of thing. I mean, often what we do with the shows is there's a number of guests, you know, particularly with London shows. We've had that. So up to now, we've had Nick Kershaw, we've had Steve Rothery of Marillion, we've had, beyond that, at the Albert Hall show coming up, Bonnie Tyler's going to join us and sing a Genesis song, which would be very interesting. So these days it's boys and girls, and it's not quite so dependent on the recreation of the dream team or the class of 71 to 75 as it was with Gabriel. So it's impossible to put that lot together again. I've tried, and I know you never say never, but I think at the end of the day, I like to think that the music is the star of the show, and that everything else is kind of interchangeable. Having said that, the band I work with, most of the guys, I've worked with them for 10 years plus, so it goes right back quite a way, really. Mm. So they are brilliantly good individually.
Yeah. Now, I've got a terrible confession to make, in that I haven't seen you live since 1988, when you were on the Momentum tour.
Right.
And do you still enjoy writing and recording the classical guitar music as much as playing the Genesis stuff or your own rock stuff?
Yeah, I love what classical guitar does. The last classical album I did tended to have less self-penned things, but it had six pieces of Bach in it, you know, the seriously difficult stuff. And I was very, very, very proud of that, the tribute album. Every now and again, I'll do something that's either nylon guitar or nylon guitar and orchestra, because it's something that I really love. So, you know, that's a passion. There are times when that was a hobby, other times when that became the main event. But for me these days, I've got my feet firmly planted in rock, which allows me to use nylon and classical bits and bits of flamenco-y stuff and what have you. So, you know, I'm allowed that, I think, within a rock.
So you can get the best of both worlds.
Yeah, that's it. Best of both worlds, within a rock shop, really.
Excuse the pun, but what's next on the horizon? We know there's more gigs for next year.
Yeah, there are more gigs planned for next year. There's still an interest in this Genesis thing, so there's a kind of... there's a slight Genesis extended aspect, and whether it will combine aspects of solo and Genesis... I don't know. I'm recording new stuff at the moment, but I don't have many days off because I'm living out of a suitcase most of the time, and so I've had about 3 days in the studio this whole bloody year, you know. And but it's great, you know. I can't complain. So there's more live albums and DVDs coming out at the moment. That's just the way it is.
So there's still a conveyor belt of Hackett material coming out, and it's still the best job in the world.
Yeah, it's still, yes, absolutely. Yeah, I wouldn't want it any other way. It is the best job in the world. You're quite right there. Yeah.
Steve, thanks very much for taking the time to talk to us today. Thank you. Looking forward to the tour. Looking forward to seeing you again.
Thank you very much. Thank you.